before I forget, and before I don't want you to forget, Subis over there in the nice red shirt is the guy that's providing us with service tonight. So don't forget to thank him verbally and in any other way that you might care to do as you go out this evening, because that's how he, that's he anyway. Woo! Yes, leave a tip. There we go. Tip him well. All right, next we have the inestimable. Steve Rapson. As always, looking sartorially splendid. Now, and his playing will match the level of his attire, so we're all in
actually,
for a treat.
I'm standing on this thing, so either forward or back.
Here, let's come this way.
Thanks.
All right, let's hear it for Steve Rapson. Oh, Steve, before you go, just we've got three more after that before the mini set. Woody Carpinelli, you're going to go up. Terrence, you're going to go up. And then Ed, you're going to go up before the mini set. So one, two, three. All right. Steve Rapson.
I get it. I get it. Stop. Stop. That's enough. Really. There's some Greek playwright said, beware of applause on entrance. So that's... Yeah, see, everybody knows what that means, don't they? Stop that. I'm just trying to see if I have a voice. What the hell? I don't care. Well, you want to get in trouble, I'll tell you how to do it. Just get a guitar and you're into it. Practice all day, half the night. Everyone says you'll never get it right. Trying to drive you out in the hen house. Won't let you practice. Yeah, it's all true. Well, I got a guitar a few years ago and a fella said learn a week or so. Gave me a guitar and a book or two and said, there it is, bub, it's up to you. You know, I felt that Ed Sale and Mel Bay had come together in a mighty confluence, a musical influence. All designed to make me the life of every party. Yeah, not really. Still, for weeks and weeks I labored hard just to try and learn those few main chords. The book said as easy as ABC, but all my fingers were killing me. They got sore in the ends. I got disgusted. I couldn't mash the strings down. I got disgusted and I wanted to quit. Still, I practice hard, but wait a minute. Since I had already spent my dough, I didn't want to go to waste, you know. So I went down south where the grass grows tall. Well, it was actually Harvard Square. Cambridge, Massachusetts. You know, I found a musical fraternity, membership in which was unfettered by such limiting factors as talent. I fit right in. Well, for weeks and weeks I labored hard just trying. No, I did that one. Still, I practiced. It's tough to get old, let me tell you. Still, I practiced hard both night and day, and I saw my ma's hair was a-turning gray. Her face was lined with discontent. She said her patience was dying near spent. She was agitated. She was nervous. She wanted to scream. Yeah. My sister, she took it the worst of all. She got married that coming falls. She said it was love, but I got my doubts. I think that guitar drove her out. You know, my suspicions were confirmed upon meeting her intended. Oh. A one-eyed, three-toothed mountain man with chronic halitosis, a permanent hangover, and a singular dislike for guitar picking in-laws. That would be me. Thank you. My daddy, he took it a different way. He said, son, you may turn your ma's hair gray. Drive your sister away from home. The one of us is going to Roman. I'm not leaving. You figure that one out, boy. Yeah. So as soon as I got my bags all packed, I throw that guitar across my back. Grab me the end of a long great train to search this world for my share of fame. I ain't found too much yet, except for the little bit of fame you folks are bestowing here tonight. Yes, we appreciate that. Otherwise, will you stop that? Otherwise, it's been hardships, heartaches, and handouts. It's the Talking Guitar Blues.
Damn. Once again, we have been entertained by Mr. Rapson.